What's going on, guys? It's Chauncey here today, and after a quick little sabbatical, we are back at A Pragmatic Podcast. That sabbatical is mainly because of scheduling reasons and scheduling issues, but we're back. We've got a good plan of episodes for you guys in the next few weeks. Today's is a very short one about political correctness. We actually agreed on something for once, a very constructive discussion. I was really proud of everyone, and I had a lot of fun listening to it. And I understand that not everyone can listen through the entire thing, and understand you guys have busy schedules, but either way, please try to do so, and please do enjoy. Thanks. What's going on, guys? It's Chauncey here, and welcome back to A Pragmatic Podcast. After a fairly long sabbatical, we are back with an episode about PC culture, and today we have Holden and Dylan here against PC culture. Would you say what's up to the folks at home, guys?
What's up, guys?
Hello.
And then for PC culture today, we're going to have Kai and Eric. Eric is a new person to this podcast. He's going to be replacing Jackson for the foreseeable future. Say what's up to the folks at home, guys.
Hey, guys. So glad I could be here.
Alrighty. And now we're going to get things started. Who wants to start?
So I can start.
Alrighty.
All right. So I would say that politically correctness is... It has a interesting history, and it doesn't have a very good definition. But ultimately, I think what I see politically correctness is as a way to respect people and to avoid saying things that are hurtful to groups that are oppressed and have aren't as well off in America. And I believe that ultimately that's a sound idea. That's a sound a rule that we can follow, and it shouldn't hurt anyone. Being respectful is not hurting anyone, and it's not taking away your freedom of speech. It's just sort of a suggestion to be a good person.
Mm-hmm. All right, very interesting. We're going to go to the other side. I guess we'll start off with Holden.
So, first of all, when we're arguing and debating the merits and faults of something like cancel culture or politically correct culture, I think we need to have a definition or a general consensus of what it actually is. So, what is it? Well, in short, there's no definition because the term has been, casually tossed around by so many times by so many different people. So kind of like what Kai said, I would agree with him. There's not really, this sort of general definition. But I think something that we can all agree on is that politically correct culture, cancel culture is... basically, when a portion of society shuts down people who have opinions they view as bad. I think that while maybe their hearts might be in the right place, when you cancel someone or, for having, views that are viewed as unfavorable by society, I think this actually has the opposite effect of what the intent was. I think it breeds extremism. Now, you might be asking, how does getting rid of dangerous ideologies breed extremism? Well, to answer this, we have to look at what cancel culture or politically correct culture actually is. When you shut down someone, humiliate them online, and kick them off social media, you aren't getting rid of their ideologies. You're merely forcing them into hiding. Someone who's shouted at and humiliated, most likely will not become a better person or change their ideology completely. The opposite will happen. They're only going to get more bitter and have more hate in their hearts. I think that's why, even though the intent is good, trying to make sure that everybody feels included and that kind of thing, I think that the end result actually has the opposite effect and is bad.
Very interesting. And I think for a lot of our viewers who aren't as familiar with those kinds of insults and incidents in relation to PC and cancel culture, the ones that Holden is talking about, they actually occur quite often. I've seen a lot of people get yelled at for accidentally talking about something that wasn't an occurrence or that wasn't within the lines of PC culture or political correctness or what was deemed to be politically correct at the time. So we're going to go on to Eric. He's going to defend PC once again, and then we'll go on to Dylan and finish up our first section.
All right, Eric. Your points on the failings of extreme political correctness or cancel culture. But I'd have to argue that cancel culture isn't necessarily under the umbrella of political correctness, because there are a lot of people who are canceled for things other than being politically incorrect. And I also argue that there are varying levels of political correctness. You can be you can be a very extremist and try to cancel people over like the smallest things, and or you could just point out someone's mistakes and just say, hey, don't say this again next time. And I feel like that's a much more reasonable thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And also,
it's not like you're hurting anyone at that point. You just have to, as all things, you have to do things in moderation. It's the golden mean.
Mm-hmm.
Aristotle said.
Interesting. All right, that's an interesting point that we need to kind of have PC culture and have political correctness in moderation. And I appreciate you agreeing with Holden, and because we don't have a lot of that within this podcast, but it is about that. All right, and we're going to finish off with Dylan. So take it away, Dylan.
I definitely agree that tying cancel culture to PC culture just isn't a fair representation of PC culture. But I do think that PC culture does more harm than it does good. I think the majority of, the observing of PC culture, even leaving out cancel culture, that I've observed is just someone saying something and then someone else going, that's offensive. And maybe they explain why it's offensive, but still, once you say that's offensive, you're just labeling someone instead of actually dealing with the problem. Mm-hmm. So I think it does cause harm, because once you label someone, as an offender, you take away a bit of their credibility or their reputation, and you end up ending, discourse or debate or, the evolution of their ideas instead of actually solving what you consider a problem.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So I'm going to take us back to start our second section to a point that was made by a prestigious professor at our high school yesterday. This specific professor said, in response to a complaint about PC culture, I don't know. I don't really consider those PC. I don't really consider PC culture. I think the idea within itself is just something propagated by the right. It's just a way to justify their bad behavior. Start our second section, we're going to talk about that statement and whether or not you agree with it and why or why not. So I think we're going to start off with the new guy, Eric. What do you agree with that statement and why or why not?
I don't think I'm going to say that political correctness is, or politically correct culture is, something that's completely and utterly just completely fabricated by the right to target the left. I feel that, I've seen plenty of people refer to themselves as politically correct and want to be politically correct, so I can't say that it's something meant specifically to attack the left.
Mm-hmm. Anyone disagree with that?
To a certain extent, I think that if we look right now at our political landscape, the Democrats control the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency, right? So, people like Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan, who's a representative, who based huge portions of their career off of, sticking with Trump and being like, yeah, I'm a defender for President Trump and that kind of thing. They don't really have any hopes of passing any meaningful legislation that they care about, because the Democrats control, you know, all of the branches, or not all the branches of government, but they control the House, Senate, and the presidency. So what they're doing is they're sort of resorting to this sort of culture war on Democrats. So they'll sort of overblow how big an issue something like cancel culture actually is in our society, because that's the only thing they really have left at this point. Like, for example, a couple weeks ago, Dr. Seuss, the children's author, his family, discontinued 6 books, you know, most of which nobody's ever heard of in the first place, because they had some sort of offensive illustrations within them. That was, you know, their choice to make. They thought that those illustrations in those books would reflect poorly on Dr. Seuss's legacy. And then, you know, people like Ted Cruz, Kevin McCarthy, and all these other, you know, sort of far-right, Trump sort of populists sort of sprung and started saying stuff like, well, they're canceling Dr. Seuss and all this other nonsense, when, you know, in reality, that's not what happened. And it's just, this is like stuff like situations like this are, you know, part of the reason that we have such a vague definition for what politically correct culture is and what cancel culture is. And so I think, back to the original question, so I do think that there is some element of sort of right-wing propaganda to it. I think that they do tend, you know, people on the far right do tend to overdo how big of an issue it is in our society.
So we're actually going to take a quick break, because I want to come back with an example, one that I think will spur a lot of argument within our group, and one that I think personally is actually very interesting. So we'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks. What's going on, guys? We're back here at A Pragmatic Podcast, and Holden is going to ask a question. We're going to spur some debate, and then we'll end with a quick little issue that everyone actually agrees on. So, yeah, go ahead, Holden.
All right. So both of you guys, Eric and Kai, in your sort of introductory speeches, you talked about how this culture of political correctness, you know, makes creates more accepting culture, right? But wouldn't you agree that shouting people down, humiliating them online, and all these other whole host of issues that come with this culture of political correctness actually does the opposite, actually makes people more bitter, more angry, and more have more hate within them?
So I could definitely respond to this question. So I would say that's the difference. Well, that brings up a difference between political correctness and cancel culture. Cancel culture definitely has that effect. Cancel culture silences people, or more often than not, silences people in a way that can definitely extremify hate and anger and division. And I think I agree with that point. But with political correctness, I would say there's supposed to be less of that, and I would say that there is less of that. And I would say that, in fact, you know, political correctness isn't, in my mind, it isn't necessarily to make people more kind. It's supposed to make people more respectful towards each other, which I would say there's a difference. You know, you can be respectful and disagree, but if you can't disagree with words that make sense, are logical, and have, like, you know, reasoning behind them, right? If you can't get your point across without, you know, just being rude and disrespectful and discriminating against people, if you can't make its point nonetheless, then I you know, maybe you shouldn't make the point. I mean that's a rude way of putting it, of course, but, like, you know, if you should be able to get your point across respectfully, like in this podcast, we talk to each other respectfully, and I would say in a sense that's being politically correct, right? We don't agree with each other, but we're still able to get our ideas across.
I mean, I think that when you're talking about that, Kai, the issue with that is less the fact that certain people who are more racist and much more stereotypical than a lot of other people, have trouble getting their ideas out without being racist or discriminatory. I think it's more the formality that is involved with political correctness at some times. I think that there have been a few mishaps on our show so far when it came to that stuff, but I don't think that's the main issue. I think that as you said, it's what we're, as you said, what we've talked about has been, we've talked about a lot of interesting subjects, and we've gone without that kind of controversy and without defining people by political correctness. And I think when we're talking about that, the importance and the issue with political correctness is not the fact that it polices people who say discriminatory or racist things, which is a good thing, but that it does so in such a formal and volatile way at times, in intertwined with cancel culture. For example, I've seen a lot of people yelled at for making a simple mistake and maybe defining someone's terms incorrectly or not having a full understanding of the correct way to say something. And I think that's the main issue here when we're talking about political correctness. So I want to know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, which we do need to separate ignorance from not being politically correct. Like, ignorance is, I would say, a different issue, you know, or like not even really an issue, but like something that should be approached differently than not being politically correct. So yeah, I agree with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I think, sorry, go on.
I think, a lot of people take acting on political correctness like too far, because you mentioned, they'll shout at people who make a mistake or say something wrong, but rather than logically and reasonably explain to them why this might be intended or why it could be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people definitely do take it too far, and I think in an ideal world, political correctness is just, explaining why this term might hurt someone and then not saying it.
I want to introduce a quick example. I can't remember at quite what college. I apologize for that. But I remember that there was a day of, I believe, white silence, where white students were not supposed to come to school in continued protest of police violence. And one teacher basically said that he would not participate in this because it was discriminatory in a way, and he felt like it wasn't necessarily right. And I may be getting this slightly wrong, but this is kind of what I remember. So please do correct me if you guys think I'm wrong. But I believe after there was a lot of uproar after that, and a lot of the students who had participated in that activity wanted that teacher to be fired. And the teacher continually tried to explain himself and why he held that position and why he didn't necessarily participate in this activity. And every single time he said, "I'm willing to listen to you. Are you willing to listen to me?" They said no, these students. So do you guys think that the actions of the students, I'm not saying that I agree with the teacher, but do you guys think that the actions of the students were good in the way that they treated this teacher and in the way that they treated the problem, based on the way that I described it?
No, not at all. I don't think that was the way of handling it. It should have been more rational and reasonable, and actually listen to what the guy had to say, rather than just completely shutting him down.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't really know the full details of the story, but I mean, from what you described, Chauncey, it sounds like these students already had their minds made up going into the situation. And I think that really gets at the root of what this whole issue is about. I think oftentimes when we discuss political correctness or cancel culture and that kind of thing, I feel like most people already have their minds made up about whatever issue they're either lecturing somebody about not being politically correct on, or themselves are not being politically correct on. I feel like people already have their minds made up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem. I think we need to go into every situation we encounter with an open mind. And everybody needs to understand that people have different experiences, and we have to try to empathize with people who we are talking to, and feel like think about what experiences they have that make them think this certain way, instead of just, you know, shutting them down, slapping on a label that they're offensive or whatever, and then being done with the whole situation.
See, Holden, I think you touch upon an important point there, because I think to a lot of people who are in more in favor of political correctness and more in a radical kind of way, I think they believe that that is something that people like you, who aren't necessarily in favor of political correctness, are not in favor of. In their mind, open-mindedness means being open-minded to those who maybe have been victimized or marginalized within their lives. And in their minds, the only people getting in their way are the conservatives who don't necessarily understand political correctness, or who don't necessarily think that it's a great idea. And their response to that is to yell at them. But then again, I think you make some really interesting points. So the one interesting thing to me is the fact that to a lot of these people who are in favor of political correctness, it's about being open-minded. And to you, who is not in favor of political correctness, it's also about being open-minded. So I think I want to quickly finish this off. So why do you guys think that happens? How do you guys think we can kind of bridge that gap?
I mean, I feel like part of the issue is that in modern political discourse, oftentimes your political opinion is associated with your morality, which is a bit, I would say. So perhaps by moving away from that and just treating politics as just intellectual discourse rather than a moral one, necessarily.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I also think part of the problem is social media. So I think if you occupy a certain system of beliefs, and on your social media, it reinforces that and sort of gets you deeper and deeper into this sort of bubble of people who believe not only the same things as you, but oftentimes more extreme versions of what you believe, and pushes you towards more extremes and away from the center. And I think that's part of the reason that we have such a politically polarized society today. We have people who are on the far left, people on the far right, who are yelling at each other, and then, less and less people are towards the center or are even willing to sort of engage in debate.
Yeah, I would say that, everyone as a kid, their mamas taught them about respect, right? And I think that, so everyone knows what being respectful is, and you want to be respectful to people you look up to and you see eye to eye with. And I think that hopefully more and more people will realize that, hey, we're not so different, you and I, and we can have discussions and without insulting each other, without being rude to another group of people, and get our ideas across really just faster and more efficiently, and with just kind of a respectful attitude in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say that the fastest and most efficient way to transmit your ideas would just be to disregard political correctness. I think, even in the name, it's called political correctness, not political respectfulness. It's condescending. As someone who is a representative of PC culture would say, goes into an argument saying, I'm going to show how they are wrong rather than I'm going to discuss with this person. I think that example that Chauncey provided at the school is just like, it's a bit of a stretch, but I think it is an example of, the problem with stating that there is a difference between respectful or being disrespectful and being ignorant, because I think, as I said, it's a bit of a stretch, but I think the majority of response from, someone said you're being disrespectful, then if someone would say no to a logical response of how they were being disrespectful, I think most people who believed in PC culture would just say, oh, so you're racist, you're offensive, whatever, instead of just saying, no, I don't agree with you. You're incorrect. I think that's a huge issue with PC culture. I think I agree with Holden that it does hugely contribute to political polarization.
And I think just to finish it off, we've all made some good points today. We've all had some really great discussion. To finish off with the point that Dylan talked about, a lot of PC culture is spread and is transmitted and made and enforced by cancel culture. And a lot of the volatility and the not necessarily violence, but verbal violence that comes with that. And that's the reason that teacher wasn't allowed to speak. And it's the reason that a lot of kids in school who make those kinds of mistakes are shouted at. And I think the question that we wanted to ask today and the question that was maybe answered in some way, I hope for you viewers at home, was, are we here to accept that? Are we here to make sure that do we want to make sure that kind of cancel culture in relation to PC culture stays, or do we want something that's more friendly and more open-minded when it comes to that stuff? And which one will be more effective? So that's just a question for you viewers at home to ponder. I really hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. Say bye to the folks at home, guys.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Alrighty. Thank you guys for listening. Whether it's the afternoon, the morning, or the night, goodbye.